Sue is in Bemidji, not too far away from me in Minnesota. Sue, it's open lines.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and thank you for the show tonight. I just wanted to pass along some of my story of what I've been going through up here with being falsely accused by some pretty corrupt local law enforcement here. And
what did they say you did?
Well, it started out with, first they said it was hunter harassment because I have gotten into the habit of videotaping a lot of the criminal activity going on in my neighborhood. And I had...
like what?
Just a lot of meth heads on four-wheelers and a lot of drug dealing, a lot of violence. And one of the neighbors here, they were running a daycare center in this just filthy, garbage-filled place with no water, no sewer. And it turns out that one of the people living there was raping his six-year-old niece.
Oh, no.
At this daycare. And oh, I had been calling the police and telling them about...
Why would the police retaliate against you for blowing the whistle on stuff like that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons that I've been able to find out. And one of them is that a couple of these longtime cops are friends of these people. And another aspect of it is that I know an awful lot of stuff that's gone on over the years up here, and the local deputies here having some pretty wild sex parties and things going on up here that...
How did you know about those, Sue?
Well,
were you there?
No. No, thankfully, no.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So now what are you going to do? I mean, so let's say, and I, you know, we're not going to besmirch the good name of any Bemidji law enforcement community until we know something, because that wouldn't be fair either. But let me ask you, what do you do now? So you're being falsely accused. What do you do?
What happened was they cited me for hunter harassment, and then I got really angry, and I took one of the photos that I had taken of these two guys blocking my driveway and standing there waving their weapons around, and put it on a sign at the end of my driveway saying, no trespassing and warning armed and dangerous felon in the area. And the next day, I had six people blocking the end of my driveway, and I called 911, and the deputy that showed up started screaming at me about this sign and saying that I couldn't do that. And I said,
sounds like seems like you need a good lawyer.
I do need a good lawyer, but this deputy charged me with two felonies.
That's fine, but I still think you need a good lawyer. You need to be able to stand up for yourself. If these things are happening and you need to document them, you need to be able to prove them, and that's just, you got to make that stop. If that's happening, this is way wrong, and you got to find the right person to be your advocate on that. Randy is in San Diego, open lines on Coast to Coast. Randy?
Yes. Hey, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate that. Like every other caller, been on hold for a long time.
Glad to have you on the air.
Hey, I hope this is an open call, but I just think that our country is becoming a real police state where even if you follow the law, you can sometimes get caught up in something. And then unless you have the money to defend yourself and...
Has this happened to you?
Yes. I've been arrested on gun charges in California twice in the last 10 years.
What are they saying you did?
Well, they're saying that I had a loaded weapon in my vehicle, and I followed the open carry law in California.
Right.
And my gun was never loaded. But they claim because I had the ammunition in my glove box and the gun in the rear of my truck, they consider that a loaded weapon. Now,
the law doesn't say that, does it?
The law, no, it doesn't. It says that a bullet has to be chambered into the firearm to be considered a loaded weapon.
So this should be a total no-brainer.
It is, but the district attorney, the local sheriffs, all throughout California, if you have ammunition...
How are they finding that you have it? I mean, what's happening that... Are you getting pulled over for a traffic stop? Are you...
Right. And I tell the officer I have a weapon in my firearm. I have a weapon in my vehicle. And they get really nervous and paranoid and ask me to step out. And they find my unloaded firearm and my ammunition, which is not loaded or chambered.
Right, right. No, that sounds like a real ripoff. I don't know.
Immediate arrest in California. Arrest.
Do you have good representation on that?
Yes, and it cost me $5,000 each time.
Man, that sucks.
And every time I got my gun back, and...
every time you get to say, I told you so, but you're $5,000 poorer for it. I mean, it cost you $5,000 to say, I told you so.
Because I followed the law.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I'm with you. I'm a big believer in conceal and carry. I don't see anything wrong with it. Most of the times, it's people like that, just completely law abiding people. The number of crimes even committed by people who have conceal and carry or open carry, as it's called in some states, it's like minuscule. They're not the ones doing the crimes. I don't know why they're going after them.